It is almost unimaginable for many of us to consider that at a time when our nation didn't accord full rights to Aboriginal people, that there were Aboriginal men willing to go to war, to risk their lives, and to die for us.
April 25, 2007. In Redfern, hundreds of Indigenous veterans and their descendants march in Sydney's first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Anzac Parade. Indigenous people have fought under Australian colours since the first Boer War in 1880, yet they were long denied the honour, recognition and respect accorded to other men and women caught within the mechanism of war. Many Indigenous people voluntarily participated in Anzac conflicts in order to escape the constant racism and discrimination they lived in. However, despite the sacrifice, mateship and courage shown, many of these diggers were as good as forgotten after their wars.
Aboriginal women that had lost their husbands did not get the war widows' pensions, and the same rights just did not flow. And of course that's one of the great injustices that stains this nation.
They were excluded from RSLs, sent back to the missions, had their children taken away, names omitted from memorials, were unable to march with their mates, barred access to veterans' benefits, pay was withheld from families, some were left to unmarked graves, and others to war trauma. One Aboriginal digger, Cecil Fisher, who served in Korea, writes, "They have forgotten him, need him no more. He who fought for his country in nearly every war, tribal fights before his country was taken by Captain Cook, then went overseas to fight at Gallipoli and Tobruk." While Indigenous diggers are today able to participate in the main Anzac March, the Redfern March of 2007 raised awareness within the wider population about the often ignored trials and tribulations of all Indigenous Anzacs. Lest we forget.